Brothers and sisters, today's gospel shows us two very curious attitudes over marriage. In this gospel, the Pharisees would like to be able to dissolve their marriage without too much damage, without too much difficulty. And the disciples wonder if there is really any point in getting married. Both of these inappropriate remarks invite us to consider marriage not primarily as a human institution, but above all as a gift of God. The man does not have to consider repudiation, since marriage is a reality that he has received as a gift and not as a situation that he possesses and masters. It's a gift, not something that you possess and you master. Your wife, your husband is a gift. You are called only to manage this gift, to use it according God will. Then, marriage is not again primarily to be considered as a utility, but as a grace that goes beyond us. Then, changing our human reasoning on this beautiful grace of God, that is marriage between a man and a woman, will help to give it all the value he deserves, and for those who have the grace to live it, to receive it again as a beautiful and great vocation. And today gospel also, there was a sentence that caught my attention, and this quotation says the following: there are people who do not marry because of the kingdom of heaven. Marrying and forming a family is a natural human right. However, there are some people who, touched by the love of God, feel the desire to serve the church and their brothers and sisters, totally renouncing these natural rights. They strive to live in chastity, giving themselves entirely to the apostolates. Certainly, this is a demanding option, which needs to be well motivated, because the need, the attraction for sexuality are always present. Even it is difficult, the kingdom of God needs many people full-time dedicated. That's why we say to the Lord, "Oh Lord, please maintain in fidelity those who left everything and says us more full-time worker in your vineyard." Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.